The whole point of Chassidus, really, I mean, obviously, we could say the whole point of Chassidus from many different angles, but basically, what Chassidus is about, what it does for you when you learn Chassidus, and it's basically the way everything in the world is constructed. There's the external manifestation of things. There's the reality that you see, and then there's the deeper inner spiritual behind the scenes. What's really going on? Okay, so in everything that in existence, there's what you see. There's what you experience, and then there's what's really happening behind the scenes. So when we talk in terms of Hasidic terminology, we use the term generally pnimius and chitzonius. There's the external manifestation, there's the chitzonius, and then there's the pnimius, which is both covers what's really going on behind the scenes and also the inner intent, the inner purpose of what it is that you're seeing and experiencing. Basically, again, we're talking just very general basic ideas. Basically, when we talk about the idea of Geula and the way that everyone was setting it up, this whole idea, the earlier weeks that we covered with Emmer and Achri Kadesh, where the Rebbe spoke a lot about the Geula being made up of the word Geula with the introduction of the Aleph into Geula. That's redemption. Basically, what redemption really is when that Golus means that the external reality conceals the inner reality. Okay? Or it manifests in a way that's not consistent with the inner reality, which is why it conceals. That's how it conceals the inner reality. Geula basically means that the inner reality is revealed. When the inner reality is revealed, then the external manifestation, either in certain cases when the external manifestation is a negative manifestation of a positive thing. So when the inner reality is revealed, either the external manifestation, the negative external manifestation disappears, or those aspects that are not negative per se, they just conceal what's really going on. So instead of, they no longer conceal, but rather express and reveal what the inner reality is. So that's really, when it comes down to it, what's the difference between a Golos reality and a Geula reality is that the Golos reality means you're living in a world where the reality that you live and see and experience and encounter conceals the inner reality. And living in a Geula reality is where the inner reality is revealed to you, even if it's not always fully manifest in the external reality. So for instance, when we say in Chassidus Rabbi Isaac Hummel said that he heard from the Alter Rebbe that for lofty neshamas like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the Churban never happened. They experienced reality like the Beis HaMikdash is still standing. So what does that mean? I mean, there's a Churban. I mean, it happened, and there's all kinds of laws associated with it's a reality. It's a Torah reality. The Torah expects us to... Yeah. That's only an external manifestation of the true inner reality is that the Beis HaMikdash is no less present. The spiritual inner reality of the Beis HaMikdash is no less present in this world than it ever was. The difference that changes only in the external manifestation of that inner reality. In the external manifestation of that inner reality, we experience a Churban and a Golos. someone like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, lofty soul like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that's on the level of experiencing the inner reality. So to him, his experience is the inner reality. So it's the same thing as if the Beis HaMikdash was standing. Because that's the inner reality. The inner reality is that he experiences the divine presence in this world as manifested in the Beis HaMikdash without, as if nothing ever happened. And this is actually alluded to in a Gemara. The Gemara says, it says that about the Eivish, that the Eivish cries over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara asks, but how could it say that the Eivish cries in this hidden chambers? If it says that in his place, there's only joy. So how could it be that we say that the Eivish is in mourning? So the Gemara answers that there are inner chambers and outer chambers. This, that it says that the Eivish cries over the Churban, that's in the outer chambers. This, that there's always joy in the presence of the Eivish, that's in the inner chambers. So what does this mean? How does that? The Gemara answered the question. So the Eivish is happy in the inner chamber and he's crying in the outer chamber. What does that mean? What it means is, again, the inner reality is all good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all light. It's all joy. That's the inner reality. However, sometimes because the external manifestation is manifested in a negative way. So for that, there's an external aspect of sadness over the external manifestation in a negative way. But the true reality, the Eivishter's true reality doesn't change. He's just externally, he's feeling for us how we experience the external reality. But internally, in his inner chambers, the state of joy doesn't change because it's all good. There is no negativity. The negativity only exists externally.